Hi, and welcome back to pneumatics.org. This is Jesse Gilbert, inventor and engineer of pneumatics AIOS weapon systems. So I think pneumatics can MAB, make America better. I don't know if America ever was great. It's hard to say. But I do think pneumatics can and will make America a better place in the future. So pneumatics weapon systems, you know, they can hold like 10,000 round magazines and missile loading systems with multiple different kinds of missiles magnetically loaded into the firing chamber, projection chamber. So I'm just going to keep explaining this because I know it's kind of hard for people's minds to break out of the paradigm of what weapons can be. Pneumatics is the premier cutting edge, top of the line electro-pneumatic weapon system. It's a combination of electricity, air power, and multiple kinds of missiles. So one pneumatics weapon system can hold potentially, you know, one, two, three, four, five different kinds of missiles, ranging from paintball, right? As I said before, paintball could blind a car, like an automobile, if you want to cover the windshield in paint so that they have to pull over. You know, at a distance, whether you're in the backseat of a car, like on a laptop and somebody else is driving, or you're in a room somewhere and someone's rolling up on you, whether it's police or other criminals or some other opponent. So you have the different missile types. So you can also have the non-lethal pepper ball mode. We could sell pepper ball composites, which will be hard enough to withstand the pressure of firing. And if they hit the opposing combatant, like on the upper chest or in the face, and explode, creating the pepper dust, they're going to be out of luck for a good 15 minutes, meaning they will not be able to continue the fight. And it will be very rapid, meaning even if there are 5 or 10 people, you can have it on your laptop and it'll be like a rotating, like gimbal, like a 360 degree, like firing mechanism with the air projected pneumatics weapon system. And you can nail them with the pepper balls and just blind them all. They'll be blind, squirming around, not knowing what to do. And then you'll have time to make your choice. Don't even bother calling the police. Handle it yourself. All you need is like a few friends who can, you know, handle these weapon systems and have the will to put their foot down and say no. No to government corruption. No to the police. Put them all on UGI, Universal General Income. They are murderers. They do break the law with impunity. And it's time that every single police officer in the United States end up on permanent UGI, Universal General Income. And this is from Jesse Gilbert, victim of attempted murder by police in Santa Rita. The Alpha Cyber Wolf was real. I'm going to punk you all for that. Every last one of you in the USA. No police officers are any good. Not even one of them. They're all just order followers. And they're all just trying to murder people when they can and make extra money through corruption. I don't think there's even one good police officer in the United States. And, you know, some police officers may be able to break out of this and go into business for themselves. If you want to be in business, fine. Go into business. This is America. It was built on the ideals of free market economy. You can register a website, learn how to sell products, create your own brand, get into technology, and build your own business. But putting on the badge and being a public servant and then running a prostitution ring, a private business, and trying to kill people, you know, for more money or whatever, you know, yeah, not the greatest idea. Bye-bye. Pneumatics are designed to kill police officers, definitely, and other criminals. Pneumatics can be used to kill gang members if you have to. So back to the missile types. So we started with paintball and pepperball. And then you can also have ball bearings, meaning BBs. If you've ever shot a BB gun before, you know that the BBs range from very small copper BB sizes. And those things hurt. A BB's enough to deter a whole lot of people from continuing. One BB placed right is enough to end a fight. And that's one small BB. But with pneumatics, you'll have multiple sizes, meaning they could be anywhere from the size of that small BB to a marble or anything in between, like a 5mm ball bearing. And a round object is very aerodynamically sound for flight. In fact, I think it might be better than a bullet in a lot of ways to shoot a round object. If you've ever scoped in with a BB gun and shot at targets, you can hit something the size of a plastic bottle cap from like a 7-Up bottle at like, I would say it was about 30 yards. Literally something the size of about an inch big, one BB. With a scope on a BB rifle can repeatedly hit a target the size of a soda cap bottle. So BB weapons are very, very accurate. And when you plug in with the artificial intelligence, computerized target acquisition systems, and you're firing off those BBs rapidly and killing people or stopping them with non-lethal force, you're doing it. And you're doing it cost effectively. These will cost, in terms of kill ratio, we're talking, I think, potentially one thousandth. Sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. I would say anywhere between 1/10th to 1/100th or 1/500th the cost of gunpowder weapons for lethal battlefield kill ratios. It's a competitive world. It's a competitive business. All these people talk about artificial intelligence and people who are going to make money on it. And weapons. That's what I'm looking to do. Undercut the gunpowder weapon system in a competitive economy. Do something more patriotic and make billions of dollars at it. It's partially a public relations battle. I've got these idiots over on Quora trying to treat me like I'm a 15-year-old and a fraud for trying to explain that air power is lethal. And they're trying to give me like engineering explanations of why what I want is a rail gun. Yeah, I want a rail gun. That's really the solution. I don't know if you've seen these 3D printed guns. You know, you're supposed to get one of these 3D printed boards and jizz out. Jizz out some plastic on a board with like a fucking 3D printed design. Like you're going to make like a precise 3D printed gun that's going to explode when you fire more than two bullets out of it. 3D printed guns just suck all around. Okay. These wannabe Liberator guns, at most they can fire like one or two rounds before they explode. And you're going to get arrested the second you try to buy a bullet. They're going to run a background check on you. It's already bad enough as it is and already illegal and anti-constitutional enough as it is. And if you even try to buy one bullet, you'll have to leave the state of California, go to Nevada to even buy one bullet. And when they run a background check, they'll probably have you arrested on the spot if you ever have one petty crime or one psychiatric hold. I have been 5150'd. I'm not embarrassed about it at all. Society has driven me crazy. I'm a heterosexual male. I don't support the LGBTQ movement or AIDS or unhealthy, immoral behaviors. I support health food and medicines like natural things like cannabis and heroin and mushrooms and mescaline. Anything that grows from Tengri's green earth is good with Jesse Gilbert. So yeah, I've been 5150'd. I don't give a shit if anyone says I'm crazy. I think they're crazy and they're losers and they're guilty of hardcore economic fraud. So speaking of economic fraud in the national budget, pneumatics weapon systems can save U.S. taxpayer dollars literally like over $1 trillion to $100 trillion or more in projected budgets. When you have soldiers running around in foreign countries with weapons, it's much more effective if you have the air-powered weapons. You know, whether it's weapons that they're carrying on their bodies with air tanks or rooftop-mounted pneumatics weapons on vehicles like SUVs, Humvees, and tanks. The air power with the AI is like 1,000 times better. You don't have to sit there and load those little weapons bullet by bullet or get those massive, chain-fed, obsolete gunpowder weapons. You know, with the pneumatics thing, you can just dump in like ball bearings by the thousands and tens of thousands and the other missile types and then just roll out. And you don't have to have somebody mounted manning the 50 cal on the roof of a Humvee or tank. It exposes them to enemy weapons fire. With pneumatics, the weapons operator can be protected inside of the vehicle, inside a bulletproof plastics or glass, and they can control the weapon with the pneumatics weapons with their laptop and select ammunition types. So, it could potentially make warfare more compassionate. Meaning, if you want to detain enemy combatants, use the pepper ball. It's going to disable them for 15 minutes. If it so much as hits a wall next to their head, it's going to explode, creating pepper dust and blind them. And then you can, radio over to your team members and have them move in real quick and zip tie them, bring them in for real court hearings, not kangaroo courts, but, proper court hearings and proper legal proceedings. Pneumatics is definitely superior strategic weaponry. You can have teams of soldiers carrying pneumatics weapon systems with advanced team connectivity communication systems. You know, same old stuff, earbuds and microphones. And with the different projectile types and the unlimited capacity magazines, detaining or killing enemy combatants is going to be like a major tactical superiority, right? You have so many different options and so much more flexibility in combinations of pneumatics weapon systems, whether you're on the ground or in vehicles or using a combination, and it can save the U.S. taxpayers like trillions or hundreds of trillions in projected budget costs. So pneumatics was invented by Jesse Gilbert, someone who has been defamed as mentally incompetent. They have defamed the number one weapons engineer in the history of the United States, probably in the history of the United States. This ranks up there probably better with the nuclear bomb in terms of war technology. And I've been defamed by crazy by whole teams of people. So I'm looking to get revenge on them. I do believe in revenge. And everyone that ruled me is crazy. I'm looking to see them put in psychiatric wards for life and forced at gunpoint to ingest that shit they call medicines. And if they resist for even 5 seconds, to have them tased, put in a straitjacket and forcefully injected in the neck or the butt. That even goes for public defenders and kangaroo clerks, like that wannabe quote-unquote judge Jimmy James Cramer Kangaroo of Alameda County, Infernal and Inferior. So economics and budget and law and ethics all come into play with weapon systems. Unfortunately, most Americans are too weak and cowardly and sheep-like to even discuss these type of things. And this is going to take military minds, you know, people who have been conscientious objectors, intelligent people who already know the score and who understand what's really going on. And if they have credibility, you know, anybody can really take part in pneumatics. It is a business opportunity. It definitely is a business opportunity. That's America. That's economics. New innovations hit the market, and there are game changers, and pneumatics is a whole different kind of game changer. So I think more than 100,000 people can make money as pneumatics weapons distributors, whether it's in-store purchases. You know, you can have whole walls of pneumatics weapons and different combinations and security systems. And also mail order parts. I don't think that the Postal Service can really stop pneumatics from being sent via the mail. They might over time. I don't know, because these can be created out of hard plastics. You don't even need metal because there's no heat created when you're firing these. I'll talk about this more in the next video. But yeah, this is also a business opportunity. So stay tuned.